The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health and anything you'd like to talk about that, you know, really doesn't involve drugs or surgery, because I'm not going to point you in that direction. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk to you. Let's see if we can make a difference in this kind of wet, nasty, gloomy, metropolitan Washington, D.C., ugly day. It's kind of what happened to the weather. It was really turning nice outside. And it'll come back. It'll come back. Next week is supposed to be fairly decent until we get to a week from Monday. And then, well, you'll check the weather, man. I'm not going to give you all the details. We have a very interesting program today, one that, you know, a day like today actually brings it out exponentially for some of you. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about your brain fog. You know, the ability to kind of think and mentate and, you know, just the sluggishness, but also memory loss. And we've touched upon that, but we're going to do it a little differently today. And this Wednesday evening, the May the 15th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, we're going to do an in-house continuing education program on brain fog. And your presence is our gift to you. All you need to do is give us a call, 703-698-7117, and register that way. Or simply go to RozelleCare.com and go down. You can register right on the screen. Just click the button, and we're good to go. In studio with me to discuss this interesting thing is none other than Dr. Qinglong Zhang. Dr. Zhang, welcome again.
Oh, hi, Dr. Rozelle. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Zhang with Dr. Rozelle. Talk about brain fog and memory loss today. So before we talk about brain fog, so we want to get some questions. So what is brain fog? What are the symptoms of brain fog?
Well, the only thing that I have to remind you is when you say brain fog, don't look at me like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, I have to live in the office when I go, but no, never mind. I'm sorry. But anyway, let's get into the subject a little bit. What, you know, really, when we're talking about brain fog, what are we talking about? What is brain fog? Everybody throws the term out there, and it's, you know, kind of this ambiguous thing. But what is brain fog?
Yeah, sometimes when I was in the practice, the same thing, have these same questions. A lot of people come in with a lot of bad symptoms. I said, okay, it's a brain fog. But a lot of people get confused. What is brain fog? Even though sometimes they are in brain fog, but they don't know. So, for example, so when you walk in the room and they don't remember where you are, why I'm here, where I am, is this sudden, is very quick. And also, you have some trouble recalling the names. So the name is supposed to vary familiar with you, but you just don't remember, you have a hard time to recall. Sometimes you cannot, you know, we want to go outside, go to the grocery store or go outside, and then when you want to drive the car, you forgot where you put the car key. So where's my car key? I forgot my car key. And also sometimes, you want to tell some words or some name, the name just on the tip of the tongue, but you don't remember, oh, what's the words?
You know you're describing me every day, right?
No.
But, you know, seriously, but it's also a sluggishness of the brain.
Yes.
It's kind of, this slow moving, this decrease in motivation, difficulty putting thoughts together, if you will. And it's all of that. But so the question becomes, so we have all of these memory deficiencies, these sluggishness of brain processing. You know how to do something. And you have to sit there for a minute or two to get it going, particularly a day like today, which we're going to get into and talk about that a little bit. And there's real specific reasons why that happens. But so the question becomes for our listeners, everything you're describing can be something that's very severe.
Yes.
Or something that is very moderate.
That's why. So if you have these symptoms once a while, that's possibly is normal. So for example, sometimes a bad flu, or you don't sleep very well, you have a little bit of shock, emotion shock, or you get very dehydrated. So this can cause the temporary brain fog, which is normal. This can correct it by easily. However, if you have this problem most of the time, the problem is few times a week, two times a day, or a few times a week. This is a concern. This is called a brain fog.
So let me ask you a question. We live in a very stressful
area,
right? I mean, it's over the top. People are going crazy all the time, and people don't sleep. Mm-hmm. And you know, some of our patients come in. They tell me they sleep, you know, 3-4 hours, 4.5 hours a night, mm-hmm. and they're constantly pushing. Mm-hmm. That if you don't sleep, your brain's not going to work.
No. So also same thing, sleep. Sleep is very, very crucial for every people. And also from Chinese medicine, we talk about yin and yang. Yin and yang means the two sides of everything, inside, outside, the day and night. So at yin, night is yin and day and yang. So we want every people know balance. We know balance, that works, right? So yin and yang means how balance your body. You have to make sure you have to balance yin and yang. At night, you're supposed to go to sleep at a specific time, then get in from nature. So everybody wants organic, everybody wants natural. What is natural? This is natural.
So here's for translation for our audience, and from my dear Shanghai friend over here. Yin and yang is the Western translation for what Dr. Zhang was talking about, and it's the opposites of things. But at nighttime, our body goes into a slow recovery. We're supposed to repair, regrow, reprocess.
Yes.
And without having sleep, we continue to break the body down.
Yes. And all your damage in the day, you cannot be healed at night when you sleep. That's why I told my patient, okay, do not drink any water after 8 p.m. or you give a lot of oil pressure on the kidney. But a lot of people don't know. Actually, WHO and their research, the first two reasons cause a kidney function problem, it's not a pathological problem, is the first one is too much salt. And the second one is too much fluid at night.
But when we're talking about salt, we're also talking about sodium chloride, which is regular table salt.
Yes.
There's a balance that you need to have. If, you know, sea salt and Celtic salt and so forth have all the minerals at very low trace levels within them, and it makes a huge difference in how the body regulates itself. And those are necessary. But, you're correct. If, you know, you're drinking water at nighttime and the body's got to process that and gets us up in the middle of the night because, you know, you had a huge amount of water, it's not necessarily that you're having problems with your bladder. It's just that you have too much water in your system and your body's not supposed to be doing that.
Yes. Yes.
So there is that difference. So, you know, watch at nighttime, folks. If you're interrupting your sleep cycle and you're not getting into that deep pattern, you got a problem. So we're talking about yin and yang, but more importantly, we're talking about brain fog and the deterioration of memory patterns and so forth. It's something that, you know, from time to time, many of us suffer from. You know, back in the day when we're all in school and we're pushing too hard and we're staying up too late and you know the information, you get in front of a test and it's gone. It's not there.
Yeah.
And then you get a good night's sleep, and then all that information comes rushing back.
Yes.
And my poor wife, you know, Sue was a straight-A student when we were in college, and that's when we met. And, you know, she used to get mad at me because the night before the exam, I would never study. And she would be there working, you know, until whenever. And she said, well, are you done? I said, yeah, I'm finished. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to get to sleep? I said, no, I'm going out with the guys. And, you know, so, but that, you know, my brain worked that way. I couldn't study the night before. I had to make sure that I had time to just let things chill and relax and so forth. But this is the problem. You know, we're going to get into more in the program, but I want to touch a little bit about in memory patterns. People, they're in all the years I've been in practice, one of the things I've noticed that affects people significantly relative to their capacity to think through is their exposures to mold and fungus and spores and so forth. And we've had a very difficult spring. We've had a lot of mold. We've had a lot of spores. The grasses have come up and so forth. And that affects brain function as well.
Yes, candida.
Yeah, the candida levels just go crazy. Candida, but other molds. We can talk about Aspergillus. We can talk about, and we can list them. You know, Aspergillus niger, which is a black mold. If we're surrounded by this, even our own homes, days like today are going to make things much worse.
Yes, yes. And if we talk about candida, we talk about mold, then we can talk about the gut and brain health. So candida, they have a new research. If your head is permanently had a foggy, you struggle to stay focused, and you are more forgetful, and then it's possibly candida. If you rule out everything else, it's possibly candida cause a problem.
You know, candida is a very common, and actually there's many different forms of candida. But again, going back, it's not just that. There are other molds that we're exposed to. But today's a perfect scenario where the mold is out there, the ground is being, fertilized, if you will, with all the rain. And so these, lovingly, I'm going to call them, all the mushrooms that are out there are going to bloom like crazy. And we're going to be recipients of that. And one of the things, one of the primary symptoms is that we're going to be tired, wiped out, our brain's not going to work, and we want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if you're walking around a mold factory, and then, you know, we're talking about feeding those things. You know, we've talked about peanuts and peanut butter, which is a rhizoid, which is a mold by itself. It grows in the ground. Any kind of dairy products. If you ever want to grow mold, all you have to do is get a petri dish and, you know, put some spores in it, add either or a combination of milk and sugar and things of that nature, and you're going to have the biggest mushroom patch you've ever seen in your life. But that, our bodies become that mushroom patch.
Yeah.
We become the growth process of that. Brain fog and memory loss, my friend, it's one that perpetuates itself on an ongoing basis. So when let's talk a little bit about mold patterns. What is it within the mold that causes people to feel so lousy and to take their thought process away?
Yeah, this the chemical is called acetaldehyde.
Aldehyde?
Yeah, it's very, very bad chemicals. And then they can combine, the red blood cell can combine with chemicals and carry less oxygen go to your body. That's why sometimes on mold infection, why I get tired, this is why. Your red blood cell cannot carry as much as oxygen as before. So you always combine these chemicals, have less, and then travel all over their body. They feel so tired. Same thing with the brain. And that's why they can cause their brain fog, can cause loose memory, has memory, they cannot focus very well, sometimes feel, very foggy, sluggish.
You know, aldehyde is a kind of an interesting thing. It's a byproduct also of alcohol. And so it makes you drunk, and meaning that you have the same symptom process within the brain, you know, as you would if you sat there and you drank too much the night before. And then, God forbid, you drank too much the night before, and then you got the mold in your body, you got a problem.
Yes. And also, plus, aldehyde also can reduce the absorption of vitamin B1, which is very important for the brain health. So it's also another reason I can tell you, if you drink too much, you had a mold infection, had a candida infection, it can cause brain fog.
Yeah, B vitamins, particularly B1 thiamine, is critical for how the brain works. And it's transmission. Every neurotransmitter needs to have that to get into the receptor site within the brain. And if that's not present, you're in real trouble. We're coming up to a place where we're going to have to just take a very short break and pay attention to the people who bring you Dr. Tom Rozell Live. In studio, my guest, your host this Wednesday evening, May 15th, 7 p.m., none other than Dr. Qinglong Zhang. He is amazing with the breadth and width of his knowledge. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We're in studio. Matter of fact, it's a good thing to do today. Stay inside, listen to the whole program, and then register for this Wednesday night's program on brain fog and memory loss. It's an important presentation because it might be something that's very simply fixed. Dr. Qinglong Zhang is in studio with me. He's your presenter, and he will be talking about this in an intimate way and tell you all the things that you can fix to do this as well. But, you know, Dr. Zhang.
Yes.
The interesting piece is that our homes in our environment often are set up, sometimes we're not aware of it, they're set up to give us these problems, to expose us to mold, to expose us to things that can cause our brain not to function properly. You know, what are we talking about? What are some of those things? You know, as far as the environment has to do with mold, moisture and so forth.
Heavy metal is a very common one too. Heavy metal can cause a lot of problems, to cause a neurotransmitter, kind of infiltrate, and then cause a brain fog too.
Yeah, heavy metals, and you know, so many of us run off in the wintertime, and you know my story on getting vaccines and inoculations. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that another time. But they're loaded with aluminum and thimerosal, which is mercury, mm-hmm. and that can get into all the neurological beds of the brain and other parts of the body and can cause issues as well. You know, when you walk into your house, if it smells a musty odor smell, you know, there's dampness in the house, that's a triggering mechanism. And if you have any problems with any kind of mold, you're adding insult to injury. If you're dealing with mold problems and you like any kind of sweet, you're going to have a problem with it. If you have a mold issue or potentially a mold issue, and you know you're taking certain types of medications,
yes,
that can be a problem as well.
Mm-hmm. So definitely the side effects are most common for the medication. The brain fog is one of them. So for example, anti-anxiety medication, or sleep medication, or cold medication for the beta blockers, some pain medication. These all medication can cause the brain fog, and also. Sometimes the people take the muscle relaxant, you know, make a muscle get more relaxed and cause that problem too. It's very common.
It's crazy that, you know, when we see what's going on around us and we don't take note of it. You know, if you have any metal in your house, you know, and particularly in your basement, your basement's built out as a family room, whatever, check the metal out. If it's rusting, you have high moisture, and if there's high moisture, you have mold in that house someplace.
Yeah.
And the next step is you have to have it remediated, but we won't talk too much about that today, maybe a little bit in the second part of the program. But all of these little pieces, if you will, go down and inspect the basement area, look around in the crevices and see if there's there. But mold is a problem. If your paint is cracking or peeling, you know, anywhere in the house, that's a high moisture level as well, and that can suggest that type of problem. So, you know, we're going to kind of stop with mold after we take a break from this house. But mold problems, and I know you're going to talk about it this Wednesday evening during the program, it's very important that not only it's identified, but it's treated properly.
Treated. Yes.
And, you know, so when we got a couple of minutes before the break, but if you're going to look at a mold problem, what are the major considerations that people need to know about when they're looking at getting rid of mold in the body? What do they have to pay attention to as far as, you know, if you have mold, besides treating it with either natural products, they have to look at the house. They have to get rid of things as well, right?
Yeah. And also you have to be careful with your diet. Your diet, peanut butter, and the peanut is fungus. It's gonna cause you feed it yourself is mold, and also you have to be careful your alcohol intake. Alcohol can cause a problem, can make it worse, and also you have to make sure your immunity gets stronger. That's why I tell all the patients that every disease, every sickness, all because immunity is very low. If your immunity is very pretty strong, and you can fight. That's why some people get a very miracle, you know, whatever the cancer, whatever the horrible, you know, their lymphoma, but how it turned out is getting healed or getting better because their immunity gets much, much better. You cannot explain why. The best explanation is immunity gets much better. They can fight the cancer cell. They can fight the tumor cell. They can fight the different, the better cells for your body.
I mean, that really explains why so many people can be exposed to things that another patient or another person can be exposed to. One reacts, the other one does not.
Yes.
One has a problem, one seems to do amazingly well. But unfortunately, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with an immunological system that is under attack by so many different things. When we get back after the break. I want to get into the immune system specifically because this brain fog and memory loss pattern has so much to do with that. I mean, when we talk about memory loss, everybody goes crazy and thinks about Alzheimer's and, you know, old age dementia and so forth. And that may be part of it, and I want to touch upon that a little bit, but there's so many little things that we can do. We're coming up to the break, halfway point in the program. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I am in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's talk about some of your things and see if we can make a difference and change your life around, change your health, give you a little bit of robust energy back. How would that be? This Wednesday evening in house, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, your host, your presenter at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, 7 p.m., coming up the 15th of the month already. May, wow, it's going by. It's Christmas already. I didn't say that. The evening will be one that will give you a tremendous amount of information. We're talking about brain fog and memory loss, and it's an important consideration. You know, how many of us walk around and we forget simple things, and then only for them to come back a little bit later. And we're not that old sometimes, you know, we're young people, and we have a lot of, you know, you're doing these things, you better make some corrections before they become a permanent situation. But in the beginning of the program, Dr. Zhang, you were talking about the immune system and immunological responses, and that covers, that's a big blanket. It covers a lot of different things, but particularly in this area, we see people who have weakened immunological responses begin to break down over time. Let's talk about that immune system. What is it, and what does it really mean to what we're talking about?
So immune system is just like a barrier in a body. Just a total every patient, just a barrier. If you have a strong barrier, nothing can invade you, nothing can hurt you, nothing can offend you. If your barrier is very low, everything can come in. Same thing with the body. Immunity is just like the barrier in the body that if you get strong enough, you never get a disease. However, a lot of people's immunity is not strong enough, is weak because a lot of reasons. So if you have the weak immunity in your body, and then your body, for example, there's the barrier called the blood-brain barrier. So if you have immunity is very low, and then the body get infection easily, and then at the same time, your BB, we call it BBB, means the blood-brain barrier is very, very low, and then it can go to your brain, cause brain fog. It can bring inflammation.
I'm glad you said that BBB, because asking me to do that today probably would not be a really good thing.
Achievable?
Yeah, blood-brain barrier. Listen, while you're talking about that, it brings up something that Sue and I were talking about last night, and everybody's on devices, everybody's on cell phones and so forth. One of the most destructive things that breaks down the blood-brain barrier are cell phones, and particularly Bluetooth technology. Anybody that has Bluetooth technology, and unfortunately some of our listeners have hearing aids that are tied to Bluetooth.
Yes.
And they're showing repetitively now that this Bluetooth technology, the earbuds that people put in and they constantly have them in, are causing that brain barrier to deteriorate and break down. And so subsequently, not only is it affecting the capacity to learn and to have memory. We're seeing kids that are showing dramatic shifts and, you know, going into the autistic type of pattern, ADD, ADHD patterns. Those Bluetooth technology, the earbuds are destructive. But across the board, we have to be very, very careful with this, because once that barrier is broken down, now you've got a problem in memory patterns, but also with cancers and tumor formations and the brain's ability to handle the rest of the body as well.
Yes. Interesting thing is when in the practice, a lot of people use their Bluetooth to wear around their wrist to monitor their sleep.
Right.
They finally cannot sleep well. I said, okay, after this, I asked them, okay, can you take off your, you see, it shows me, you see my phone, Bluetooth, you see, I didn't sleep very well. I said, okay, can you do me a favor, take off the band, the Bluetooth device, that after that, I sleep very well.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they don't understand that even wearing that Bluetooth on the wrist, and, you know, we do muscle testing in the office, so we'll test a muscle that's fully facilitated, meaning strong, mm-hmm. and we'll test the muscle. Mm-hmm. And then we'll expose the body to one of the wristbands or a cell phone or whatever, mm-hmm. and immediately causes that previously facilitated strong muscle now to be inhibited or weak. Yep. And it's stark, it's immediate, it's right now. So that's telling you something, if nothing more than there's a change here. Mm-hmm. So if it's changing that and putting me into a less effective, weaker state, then it's got to be doing something else to my brain as well. There's things that you can do to fix that. And this Wednesday night, you can talk a little bit about even the Clarus Q-Link and so forth that we recommend.
Yeah.
But this is a strike that patients ask me why I never wear a watch. And the only watches that I wear are the wind-up watches or the solar watches. Those are the only ones that I wear. I don't wear watches
Bluetooth.
With batteries. I don't wear anything that has Bluetooth technology ever. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I know where the consequences are.
Yeah. We talk about immunity from a Chinese medicine perspective. Immunity means qi. Qi means energy. So if your energy is pretty strong, the body stays the same, that means you have strong immunity. So how, from Chinese medicine, how they can explain where the energy comes from. So from Western medicine, they know the immunity, you know, related to this. But from Chinese medicine, your immunity and your qi level, your energy level related to your kidney and the liver. You have to make sure your kidney, adrenal, function very well. That's why a lot of people come here, their problem is brain fog, they're dizzy, they cannot focus, then they went to a lot of different doctors, they didn't see anything different, do the MR, do the CT, nothing changed. However, when you ask some symptoms related to kidney, they show up.
Absolutely. I mean, Western medicine, we call strong qi, strong constitution. But it has to do with the same things, just in a different vantage point, different viewpoint. Kidney energy is life force. It's the one that keeps us going, it keeps us strong, it keeps us pushing, and so forth. And when that energy decreases, we're in trouble. And the correlation to Western medicine, so our listeners get it, is that sitting on top of the kidney is the adrenal glands, or the fight-flight glands. You just mentioned them and so forth, and they put out adrenaline and steroids and so forth. Here's the piece that's interesting with that is that these little adrenal glands control the pituitary and hypothalamus, the brain.
It's axis.
And if it's not working, your brain's not going to work.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's going home. It's going to sleep. 888-630-9625. We're in studio. Dr. Qinglong Zhang is my guest. He is your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. Join us. This will be a really fun topic because you'll find out why your head's not working. But you know, more importantly, that you can find out how to turn it around effectively, efficiently. And, you know, are you willing to make a few changes, learn some things, you know, that you can actually adapt very rapidly? Well, here's an opportunity. If you don't have a computer, 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. Register or simply go to RoselleCare.com. Go down, find the announcement for the class. Push the button, says register, we'll register you, and these are a gift to our audience. These are a gift to you, and we do them because we want you educated. We want you to have the tools, the ability to change virtually everything. Join us this Wednesday evening, the 15th at 7 p.m., and give us a call right now, 888-630-9625. Let's talk a little bit more about that immune response.
Yeah, we talked about the kidney, why kidney is strong related to your brain fog and energy field. So you can, if you have this problem, I can teach you now to do the very, very simple the exercise that you feel for difference. Now you put your palm on the back of your back, the low back, and then keep rubbing up and down for 30 times. You should feel more energy.
So you take your palm of your hands, mm-hmm. you put them on your back right below the ribs, right?
Yep, below ribs.
Right below the rib area. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you can feel the ribs with the top of your top finger there. And then you're going to rub up and down vertically.
30 times.
30 times.
Now you should feel more energy. You should feel a little sweaty energy. That means your energy gets flow. You stimulate. That's why we sometimes use acupuncture to stimulate a specific channel to tonify you, to give you more energy. That's why a lot of people come here, oh, I don't have energy. I feel dizzy. I want you to do some acupuncture to bring up the stimulation.
So there's a piece that they could help themselves with.
Yes.
Very, very quickly.
So that's why when
you can do it as often as you want.
Yeah, that's right. That's why every my lecture, if you go to my winter my come to my lecture at an indoor lecture, I will tell you this kind of very useful tips. You can go home to do that, to how to make your whole health get better, how to tonify, how to support your kidney, your liver, this kind of small tips.
So I got a question.
Yes.
So you're asking the patient to rub their back, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, but somebody else could rub their back too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So here, you know, here's how you get around that back rub thing at home, right? You got to bring your energy up. It's actually medicinal. Your doctor told you to do it. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about the program a little bit more.
Oh, okay. So as I'm saying, the small tips is very, very useful. Oh, but however, believe it or not, there's a lot of young people get a brain fog. You talk about the age difference. The brain fog not only related to little aged people, but more and more young people, 40s, and they get a lot of brain fog. And then you don't know what's happening there. When you come here, and then we found the reason was sometimes because of dehydration, the stress level, and the hormone deficiency. This one's pretty common right now, not only in the female, but in the male too. So just for example, during pregnancy, the pregnant people are always a little bit forgetful, a little bit dizzy. It's because the hormone change, because the baby is normal change. However, if you're not pregnant, it still have this kind of hormone difference, how hormone is imbalanced, then you get a trouble, get a problem.
Let's go to the phones. Bert, thank you for calling. How can we help you, sir?
Yeah, you were talking about brain fog, and I was wondering if either one of you have any experience with patients that have had TGA.
So you're talking about transglobal amnesia. It's a, uh-huh. it's a vascular problem. And you see it from time to time. It's not something that shows up, you know, on an ongoing basis. You know, it may be the thing that you have to worry about with any kind of vascular pattern where you either have increase in vascularity of the brain or something where the arteries are transposed very much like in a TGA pattern. But it, you know, the neurologist will look at this thing in one direction, and then it's looked at a little differently. But it's what happens is you get a disruption of, you know, short-term memory, that can transcend many different levels. So the short end, have I seen a lot of it in 40, you know, plus years of practice? I can't tell you that I see it on a day-to-day basis, but I have seen many people with all types of vascular, brain vascular patterns. So the thing is, one, you have to make sure that you optimize their oxidative patterns within their brain. Dietary patterns, stress, in our business, what we look at is the movement of the cranial bones. You have, 22 cranial bones, and they move, you know, as you breathe in and out. And if those suture plates are locked in any way, the spinal fluid builds pressure, and that pressure can cause an aberration, unfortunately, leading to even amnesia, stroke patterns, things of that, you know, that level. The complications with this, you see patients with epilepsy or, you know, epileptic-like type of patterns, or just you can see them with emotional patterns as well. There's kind of disruption one end of the scale or the other. So from our point of view, what we would be doing is optimizing the blood flow, the oxygen content of the blood. We would make sure that the cranial plates don't have pressure on it with very gentle cranial suture manipulation. Even acupuncture would work very, very well. That can make a difference, but you want to approach it, you know, in a way that you're really optimizing those things. Patients who have other issues cause these types of conditions to seem to present in a worse pattern. Does that make sense to you, Bert?
Yeah, how do I optimize the oxygen content?
The first thing you're going to be looking at is dietary patterns. You want to make sure your diet is clean. You're not eating things that are inflammatory. You want small levels of vitamin E, coenzyme Q10. Those things are beginning products. They will help. But not knowing your particular situation, what it looks like, not knowing your dietary history, your sleep patterns are critical in making sure that you sleep well. You want to look at all of those pieces together, but, you know, eliminate, I'll give you my mantra, right? Sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products, All of those are inflammatory. And then you add to anything that you might be sensitive to, allergic to. We talked about earlier the, you know, Bluetooth technology. One of the most truly, truly disruptive things that you can expose your brain to. That's where you begin. But you do, you check out, Dr. Zhang said earlier, thiamine, B1. You add that to the process of normalizing brain function. So there's a host of things. Taurine is something that you can use. Again, I'm throwing things out. I don't know that this is your situation. Each patient is different, but that's a place to go. You start with dietary patterns and you have some of those things. I hope that helps you a little bit. If we can be of more help, just join us this Wednesday evening. We can get into much more specific for you, Bert. I appreciate that very much. We have a couple more calls. We'll take them as we come into the beginning last pieces of the program. And Dr. Zhang,
yes.
We're going to spend the last couple minutes asking you what that program is going to look like and why people should be there. But this is a fascinating, fascinating presentation, because there's so much people can do. Just something like Bert's talking about. You know, these are the what I call, the, you know, I tell patients when they hear hoofbeats, think of horses, not zebras. In his situation, that's a zebra. That's something that's different. It's odd. It's something that has to be looked at very in a very careful way. But that cranial pressure, that buildup of pressure within the skull due to the skull bones, if you have something underneath it, like the TGA that he was talking about, that can be problematic if it's not corrected. And, you know, I'd love to get into it. I'd love to spend about 20 minutes talking to him about that. Anyway, we're coming up to that place. We're going to take a real quick break, and then we'll be right back. My guest, your host, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live, as you do every Sunday on the Eastern Seaboard at high noon. And those of you who are out and about, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. And those, again, of the military that are listening to our program, some way, somehow you find us. Thank you for your service. And we're always here to help you no matter what it is that we can do for you. We're going to get back into the question of Dr. Zhang in this brain fog memory pattern, but I want to take a real quick call. Jim, thank you for being patient. How can I help you? I got about a minute.
Thank you, Dr. Rozell. Another great show. I'd like you to speak very quickly on probiotics, the positive that they have on the body, and also you see a lot in the market, but some of them are just junk.
Most of them are junk. So let me, we could spend probably 20 minutes on this. So let me tell you this. There are many different types of probiotics out there. You have to, number one, get the ones that are going to support your immune system. Some people who are allergic to dairy can't take a probiotic that is made from a dairy base. You have to make sure that what's in them is what they say that's in them. In the office, we probably carry about 7 or 8 different forms of probiotic, and they're from laboratories that guarantee not only the quality, but also the quantity of what they're saying. So you're going to get some probiotics and say, you know, billions and billions of billions of, you know, whatever it is. And they list 2 or 3 or 4 different types, sometimes just one and different strains of it. The problem is, reading between the lines, the reason they give so many of them is because most probiotic is destroyed in the intestine or in the stomach because of the hydrochloric acid. So you have to get something that can actually bypass that. There's a couple products that do that. We use them in office. It's one of the things that you have to do in help preventing and assisting pathogens like candida and salmonella and typhirium. They're really nasty, ugly things that get into that system. Saccharomyces, I'll say very quickly, is one that is used to help. It does a lot of different things, but one is if you have diarrhea or you have an ongoing problem with that, an amoeba or some for it, this is one of the best things out there. I'm going to make note, Jim, and I'm going to try to add a little bit more information to that. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to answer you completely. I'm sorry that I don't, but probiotic is necessary for most people because their guts are so bad. Jim, I'm so sorry. Dr. Zhang, let's talk about the program. Tell us what you're going to do. Got a couple minutes.
Okay, so at the end, I want to tell people said spine and misalignment. So we'll never forget about spine and misalignment. That's why I'm from China, went to U.S. to Davenport, Iowa, study chiropractic. So chiropractic is not for pain relief. It is for brain function dysfunction. Because we have the pain problem in the spine somewhere, that means your nerve already get an effect. The nerve comes to form a spinal cord affect connect to your brain. That means if you have a nerve issue, you're very, very possible to get a brain dysfunction. Okay. So in the end, you know, we talk about a lot of different reason here, but it's not enough. So Wednesday night, I talk more about what's the reason cause a problem, then how can I resolve the problem from the cause basis. I will, at the end of the lecture, I'll also tell you some tips for exercising your brain to go home to exercise your brain. A brain is a very, very complex problem. However, if you know the reason, and then you got that.
So everybody's going to walk away with exercises they can do to increase memory function and brain function.
Yep.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be able to relate all the pieces.
The reasons.
You know, the interesting thing, and you brought it up, is that chiropractic care has been known, documented in research, to increase neurological function and brain function.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an amazing, and we don't hear those pieces on the television and the radio as much as we should. You know, my children have been under chiropractic care since they were born. My grandchildren, since they were born. I've got three granddaughters who are straight A students. I've got, you know, two little guys that are amazing, you know, the way they process data. This is the secret that nobody really knows about. We're going to talk about just that one of these days and nothing but chiropractic, because you really need to know what that's all about. But this Wednesday evening, join Dr. Zhang. We're coming up to the end of the program. Unfortunately, I can sit here for two more hours with you. I love you all. See you next week. Bye.
See you next week. Bye.